is off limits. Your participation is required. Just use the hashtag #HeyGuys and ask Bishop and Laurinaitis anything you want. Do it now.
All right, guys, here we go. This one from Peyton. Gentlemen, I am about to become a father for the first time. Don't know gender yet, but honestly, congrats. Don't care much. Just want good health, and I'm good. Everyone has their own experiences. What is one thing you can say about being a parent for the first time?
Wow. Congratulations.
Buddy, is there... Yeah, first of all, congratulations. There's nothing in life like it, but what I would say is there's nothing that in life that is more terrifying and more gratifying. Mm-hmm. You want the full emotional spectrum?
Yeah.
That's parenting. I mean, there's nothing else that I've come even in the same vicinity of the joy and the anxiety and the scared and the it's just all of it. It's the full spectrum.
There is nothing that will stop you in your tracks, and the moment you will never forget, like hearing your first child gasp for air the first time he or she comes out. The whole childbirth thing, for one, seeing your wife's body change and then how it goes back and just everything about it is incredible. Mm-hmm. But they're living inside a human being. And then next thing you know, they're hooked up to this cord. They come out. They're like, what is this? Why is it so bright and cold? And then they gasp. And next thing you're like, oh, my gosh.
Here we go.
Like, the you cannot describe the emotion. You talk about the fear, right? I just want to be known as, like, when I'm on my deathbed, I want to be known that, like, Dad and hopefully Grandpa – was so intentional. He loved us so much. He was so present. That's what I want my legacy, you know? Dad was a God-fearing man that just loved us with everything and loved others. And here's how nervous I was, though, real quick to wrap it up. As I'm looking at my bookshelf right now, okay, how we love our kids, strong fathers, strong daughters, what a daughter needs most from her dad, 52 things a daughter needs from her dad. what else do I got? I mean, I have three more up over here, most of which have to do with, like, how to love your teenage daughter. But I'm like, I just didn't want to fail. And you're going to fail. You're going to come up short. You're going to think, oh, I'll never, ever be short, you know, tempered with them or whatever. Yes, you will. But just soak it up and cherish it, because there's nothing like it. And really, no matter how many books you read, there's nothing to prepare you for what you're about to go through. But it's pure joy and pure anxiety all wrapped in one.
Yeah, you'll never view the world through the prism you currently view it in again.
No.
Everything will be viewed through them and making sure that, because it's so much responsibility to, and the one thing, I just didn't want to raise blindfold. I want to raise good kids.
Yep.
Like, I don't care about the rest of it. I just don't want to raise jerks. You know, that's really the thing. The days are long, brother, but the years are fast. Mm-hmm.
Russell says, hey guys, are there any hobbies or habits you've picked up during COVID that you plan to keep with?
You know what I found about COVID? And we've been, it's 57 weeks or something that we've been doing it this way. Mm-hmm. What I have found is that what's really helped me is I have a really strict routine now. Mm-hmm. That I didn't have before. Now, you probably were always on a routine because you played and you guys are put on routines. But I didn't really have a routine before. Like, the days were sometimes different. I have a very strict routine now that I do probably 98% of the time. And COVID probably contributed with that. And when this all goes away, I'll probably keep that up. From a hobby standpoint, no, not really. You don't have hobbies when you have kids.
No,
they're the hobby.
It goes back to the point one or question one is that, like, the idea of, do you ever do this thought experiment sometimes where you're sitting there and you're like, man, if you were, like, single with no children, in the sense of how much time you had to get stuff done? Because have that first child, there is never a decision where you look at your calendar and think, what am I going to do today? It's what do we have today as a family?
Yep.
And then even when it's wide open, you cannot make a decision of what do I want to do. It's, should we take the kids somewhere? Should we, you know, what are we doing for dinner? It's a whole change of perspective. So, yeah, hobbies. I'll tell you this. I like to read. I do like to read. And I've gotten into a few more podcasts. But the routine thing is definitely something. And I actually just learned something. You know, there's a just kind of a general thought that, like, it takes 21 days to form a habit or whatever. It's actually not true. This neuroscientist said the data is actually showing it's like 68 days. until your brain actually gets wired into the routine. So, you know, you want to try to make it like, oh, 3 weeks, if you keep doing it, you'll be in a rhythm. No, 68. Sorry. It takes longer than that.
Yeah.
This one from Shay. Hey, guys, I just started getting into hockey slash Blue Jackets, so a lot I don't know or understand yet, including icing. As offseason approaches, what does a cup winner need after a goalie for a centerman? Do we need Russell Westbrook or Chris Paul? What should excite us?
I would just say that your timing's not great because what you've signed up for now is going to be a rebuild, and that takes time. And, you know, in terms of what this team needs, quite a bit. I mean, it's going to be a long road back. You could speak maybe to the...
Yeah, so icing, you know, is not hard. You can't throw it in the other team's zone unless you cross the red line, all right? That's about it. And it's not black and white, trust me. It's a little gray, okay? You know, it just depends on the leniency of the official, and then it depends on what team picks it up first. So if I throw it down ice and then my team gets to it first, it's fine. But if the other team is, they just don't want you chucking it down there, you know, without any intent, strategy to that. Don't worry about it. Hopefully you have offside picked up. As far as all the penalties, it's all subject to the official too, because you could call slashing on every single damn play. Slashing in hockey is like holding in football, if you want an equivalent. You could call it every single time, but it has to be blatant and obvious and all that. As far as what the Jackets need, you would not think, with the way our scouts are, we don't need a goalie. I think our goalies are fine. I mean, we have a monster in the prospect as well as two guys that are, I think, I would consider proven starters in the National Hockey League. Priorities, keep Seth Jones. He's arguably one of the best defensemen in the NHL when he's at his best. And we need a centerman. You're not going to win a cup without an established centerman. And the only way we're going to get one in Columbus, Bo talked about the timing, is probably through the draft. And the problem is that we gave up a lot of picks to go get guys like Duchesne and others that are not still here. And so even the picks we've traded back for will be later picks, because we traded for first-round picks for really good teams. So it'll be a little bit, but at least now you say, hey, when I jumped into hockey, when I got into it, it wasn't after the sweep. No, I wasn't one of those Blue Jackets fans. I did it when they were rebuilding, or as Yarmo says, reloading.
Yeah, and there'll be some satisfaction with that if they get it going right. I mean, it'll be fun to watch young guys grow.
Zach says, hey, guys, we just had a baby girl in December, and this weekend is my birthday. So as a celebration, I would like to start getting into whiskey, and was wondering what would be the best whiskey for a starter.
I'll let Bo go here.
Yeah, look,
he's
this is
35 different handwritten recipes.
I've done this before. Yeah, Ramsey from 11 Warriors did a great one of these a while ago. If you're trying to get into bourbon, I mean, you're going to decide if you want Scotch, you want Irish whiskey, you want bourbon, you want Canadian whiskey, whatever you want, rye, million different varieties, whatever you want. You know, I think you're probably asking, because we talk a lot about bourbon on this program. One there's a couple out there that is real simple. Just see what you like and then follow those mash bills. Like Larceny is a good one that you can get into. That's usually readily available. Basil Hayden, Maker's Mark, Woodford. Find one of those and see which one fits your palate. Wild Turkey. Find one that fits your palate, and then follow that mash bill. That's really the best way to do it. Because I get this all the time. Give me a whiskey. Well, it just depends on your palate. Everybody's different. There, you know, despite like even the thing that goes where it says there's bad bourbon's not a thing. Really, there's no such thing as bad bourbon. It's just your taste.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people
likes
like
their own little flavor, just, right?
Yeah.
Some people can, you know, drink straight tar subjective. Or gasoline, and some can't. You know,
yeah.
Some can't.
It's a straight subjective process.
It is.
All right, last one. Hey, guys, we need two recommendations here, because he asked, what is your favorite resort for the family? And second, what is your favorite vacation resort sans kids?
Ooh, okay. So, family, you've been to the – have you been to Watercolor Inn, Bo?
Yeah.
Of course you have. It's between there and the Princess, I would assume, for family.
For family?
Yes.
Yeah, those are the two best family ones that I've been to. The JW in Marco is pretty good, but the beach isn't – like, the kids loved it, but the beach isn't – you know, there's all the shells, so you're dodging shells.
And if you're – and if you're – listen, we need to preface this, that if you're operating on Bo Bishop's budget, then, you know, yeah, then you can start looking at a lot of these. Just depends on, you know, as in, you know, meet the parents. You know, can you swing it? And
He's underrated in that. I haven't He's seen so that good. In so long. He's so great at that.
So good. Meet the Parents.
He's so the strong whole thing in that.
I don't even want to say the other movie because I don't want to get kicked off the air. Because you know how it sounds, their last name, and I'm just not even going to try to watch it.
Yeah.
But you get the idea. Favorite resort without kids? I tell you what. Again, it depends on what's in the mood for. There are a couple. So I'll just name the one that we've been to. Bora Bora is strictly honeymoon. And it's one of those where you're like, that's an experience, and it's beautiful, but I wouldn't do it. Again, the Four Seasons Maui is incredible. We went whale watching, the whole deal there. The beach is great. The pools are awesome. The food is great. I mean, it's awesome. And then we did the Four Seasons Anguilla, which was incredible as well, flying to St. Martin. That's a little bit of an easier
travel. I like
how
you lecture me about my bank account, and you just recommended three Four Seasons as the
I said those are the ones I went to.
Watercolor's amazing. It works both with kids and and by yourself. It's awesome.
We're thinking about going there for July, a part of July. Yeah. I'm like, because we got some friends that
a lot of people
own
the houses.
Down there. Own down there, yep. So
of course
like,
you do.
Come on down.
It's phenomenal. It has everything you need.
You got
the property
four skid loaders at the property right now moving.
Well, they're all sitting here doing nothing.
Italian rock imported from Rome.
All sorts of quartz.
Yeah, pieces
coming
of the Colosseum going in as you're coping.
You want me to tell you one that's really cool? You know, one of our favorite. I agree with you what you said about Bora Bora. It's so far, but the ones that couple of things. They're not really resorts. But the two vacations that we did that I really loved, and we did a lot before we had kids, were we did one up the California coast where we went Santa Barbara to like Big Sur.
Did you post ranch in it in Big Sur?
Well, there's a variety of places to stay.
If you did,
so you can
then
you do
you
those.
Can't
things.
Tell me about anything Four Seasons, by the way.
I didn't start this, so you can
do yourself a favor, listeners. Go to Post Ranch Inn in Big
the
Sur.
The other thing you can do
and poke around.
The other thing you can do that I think is really, really fun was I really enjoyed Wine Country. That was a good one, too. And you do San Francisco,
we haven't been.
And you get a little
We
bit
haven't
of that.
Been. And we were going to go, and
great.
Then, you know, this thing called coronavirus happened.
Right.
And,
Caribbean's got a lot of great places, but I like a little bit of both, and I found both of those did that.
We're doing Turks in June.
Provide that. Mm-hmm. I thought, when are you going to Montana? I thought you had that going.
No, we're not doing Montana this year. Can't
sad.
Do
Poor Chris Long. It's never going to happen.
Sad.